Shalom uvracha to everybody. My name is Michal Horowitz, and welcome back to Torat Imecha Haftorah. Today we will be studying the Haftorah of Parshas Vayigash. So as always, we have to know the context of the Parsha in order to study the Haftorah. The Parsha Vayigash, perhaps one of the most dramatic and Sefer Bereishis, even though they're all the most dramatic and Sefer Bereishis. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda comes close, and he speaks harsh words in the ears of the viceroy. You only said, do we have a brother? We didn't know you want to see him. We didn't know you want to keep him. Our father will die if he stays here. Nafsho k'shur b'nafsho. Yosef, v'lo yachal Yosef, l'isapech, v'chol anitzavim alav. Hotziu kol ish me'alai. Yosef cannot hold back before the brothers. He sees their emotion. He sees they've undergone teshuva. He sees they won't let Binyamin stay. He orders everyone out of the room. Ani Yosef, ha'oravichai. I'm Yosef, is my father still alive? And Yosef, mechartim osi mitzrayim. I'm Yosef, I'm Joseph, who you sold to Egypt. Quickly go up to father, tell him your son Joseph still lives. They send wagons, they send supplies. Yaakov comes down to Egypt. The family is reunited. After so many years of separation, what caused the separation? Joseph had dreams. Hamaloch timloch aleinu, hamashol timshol banu. Will you be the king of us? Will you be the ruler of us? Joseph dreamed of grandeur in the physical realm, sheaves, and the spiritual realm, the heavens. The brothers were content living in their pastoral life as shepherds. Joseph dreamed of ascension to greatness. The brothers dreamed of wandering with sheep. Joseph dreamed of lights outside the land of Canaan. The brothers dreamed, or foresaw, I should say. The brothers dreamed of life in Canaan. They were jealous of him. They hated him. They cannot speak to him in peace. When his father sends to find the brothers, he meets a man in the field, and Joseph is lost. And the man says, "Ma tam vakish?" And Joseph says, "Asachai, anochi mevakish." Since we have begun studying the Haftorah together, this is one of the most, to me, most powerful so far. I'm not quoting any outside commentators, latter day, early day, modern, mefarshim. I'm just going to let the psukim speak for themselves. And it moves me very, very much in a very emotional sense of longing. And we live in a time when there's so much turbulence in the outside world against Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael. We would have to be living in a cave with our eyes closed to not know what's happening in the world around us. But we also live in a time when there is a lot of discord and disunity amongst different factions in Klal Yisrael, just like Joseph and the brothers. Joseph dreamed of being ruler. The brothers said, "What's wrong with being a shepherd?" Joseph foresaw that one day they would be outside the land of Canaan. The brothers said, "What's wrong with living in Canaan?" Joseph had a multicolored coat. Perhaps they had a coat that was monochromatic. Joseph had visions they did not have. And somehow the dialogue between brothers was lost. Brothers could not speak to each other in peace. There was sinna and kinna between the brothers, and it led to exile. And this parsha of reunification, parsha's vayigash, and the brothers come close, he puts his arms around them. They cry upon each other's necks. And the family is reunited. We read from Sefer Yechezkel. Yechezkel is a very unique prophet because he prophesied the years leading up to Churban Bayit Rishon, during Churban Bayit Rishon and after. And he is the only prophet who prophesied on the banks of the Babylon River. He had prophecy outside of the land. The book of Yechezkel is a lengthy book. In the beginning of the book, he chastises the people for their sins and their wrongdoing. And then at the end of the book is filled with glorious descriptions of what will be in the end of days. He also had the Maaser Merkava. He saw visions of heaven and the Shechina that are impossible for us to fathom and really understand and comprehend. But he had prophecy about the end of days, and he gave the exiles in Babel hope for the future. I also want to point out that in this parsha of reunification between brothers, when the discord slips away and brothers can hug each other again and understand each other again or work towards understanding. I think it's very interesting that this Haftarah, which is not very long, it's Yecheskel Perek Lamed Zayin, Psukim Tesvav, through Chav Ches. You know, sometimes the Haftarah says Ashkenazim begin here and end here. Sephardim begin here and end here. Chabad Hasidim begin here and end here. I noticed that this Haftarah, everyone reads the same excerpt from Sefer Yecheskel. There's no difference, disunity, so to speak, metaphorically, between what we read. Every Jew reads the same Haftarah. Vayhi dvar Hashem elai lemor, like, almost makes me cry, this Haftarah. I'm not saying that to be facetious or exaggerate. It really almost moves me to tears. Vayhi dvar Hashem elai lemor, and the word of God was to me saying, again, it's Yecheskel Lamed Zayin Tesvav Thuchav Ches. So the word of God comes to Yecheskel, Va'ata ben Adam. It's also not in a difficult to understand, overly flowery, poetic nevuah that is difficult to understand the Pshat. The Pshat just speaks for itself. We're talking about in the end of days. Va'ata ben Adam, and you, the son of man, kach lecha eitz echad, take a stick, take a piece of wood. Ukshav alav liYehuda v'livnei Yisrael chaveirav. And write upon it for Yehuda and the children of Israel, Chaveirav, his friend. Remember that before Bayis Rishon was destroyed, Klal Yisrael was split into the 10 tribes, Asaras HaShvatim, and 2 tribes, Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda, respectively. There was disunity and occasionally civil war in the land of Israel, amongst the 2 kingdoms. Write upon it that Yehuda and Bnei Yisrael will be friends. Ulekach eitz echad, ukshav alav liYosef eitz Ephraim, v'chol beis Yisrael chaveirav. And write upon this other piece of wood for Yosef, the wooden tablet, the tree of Ephraim, and the children of Israel, his friends. V'karav osam echad al echad l'cha l'eitz echad. And bring them close to yourself, one to another, like a single tree. V'hayu l'achadim v'yadecha. They will become one in your hand. The Joseph story illustrates for us the first by Yushin Vipne Macharav Vipne Shaisabo Sinas Chinim Yumates Amar Beis. There was Sinas Chinim between Joseph and the brothers. Vayisnu Oso Echav, and they hated him, the brothers. Vayikanubo Vayachu Darbosham. Now, also from Joseph's side, he sees them doing things he doesn't understand. He goes home to father. He tells father they're eating Aver Menachai, they're making fun of the Bnei Shvachos, they're being with the Canaanite woman. Joseph speaks about them to father. There's so much misunderstanding. The man in the field says, what do you seek? He says, Asachai Nochi Mivakesh. But ultimately, they cannot come to terms with each other. They were divided, and they were taken into exile. And it will be when the people of your nation will say to you, O prophet Yecheskel, hello, tagid lanu, ma eilach, what are you doing? You have 2 different trees. And it says Yehuda and Bnei Yisrael, it says Ephraim and Beis Yisrael. You're putting them together, chaveirav, as friends. And the Bnei Yisrael will say, what are you doing? Daber aleihem, you, the prophet Yecheskel, should speak to the nation. And you should say, ko amar Hashem Elokim, hine ani lokech as eitz Yosef, asher biyad Ephraim, v'shifte Yisrael chaveirav. Behold, says the prophet, I'm taking the tree of Joseph in the hands of the tribe of Ephraim, which represents Malchi Yisrael, and all the tribes of Israel, his comrades, his friends. V'nasati osam alav es eitz Yehuda. And I will put upon the stick the tree of Yehuda, which represents Malchus Yehuda. V'asisim le'eitz echor. They will become one tree. No, like I'm... it's... Can we imagine a vision in the end of days where we can speak to our fellow Jews as brothers, and the different factions understand each other, fully respect each other, work together for the betterment of Klal Yisrael, respect different paths of Avodah Hashem, different kippah, different communities, different hashkafah, different levush, different ways of pronunciation, Shabbos or Shabbat, or the Sabbath, different head coverings. No more animosity, no more disunity, no more misunderstanding. And the Bnei Yisrael say, what are you holding in your hand? You have two trees. One it's Eis Yotzef and Ephraim and the Shifta Yisrael. And one is Yehuda. Va'asisam le'etz echad v'hayu echad b'yadi. You will make them into one tree. It will be one tree in my hand. And it will be this eight upon which you will write will be in your hand before their eyes. And you should speak to the children of Israel, comfort them. This is a prophecy of comfort. I will take the children of Israel from amongst the nations where they are there. The kibatz di osam misaviv. I will gather them in from all around. They won't only be brought back to the land, but with full unity upon the land. The one who wears a multicolored coat will understand those who wear a different levush. The one who wears a different levush will not be jealous of the multicolored coat. The one who dreams of sheaves in the field will be understood by those who dream of pasturing sheep. I will make them, says Hashem, one nation. In the land, in the hills of Israel, they will have one king for all of them. They will no longer be divided as two nations. They will not be split into two kingdoms. Though you turn in this wonderful vision of the end of days, we will have achdus amongst our people. And we will all understand each other. We will be united. We will be one tree. Tree of Christ represents Eitz Chaim, Yil Mechazikim, a nation according to Torah and Eretz Yisrael. I can see another Jew in another path and say, wow, I understand them. They will no longer be defiled through their avodah zarah, through their abominations, through their sins. And I will save them from all their dwelling places, where they sin. And I will purify them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I, Hashem, says the merciful Father, I will save them from their own infighting. I will bring them back. I will have one tree. It will be called the Eitz Chaim of Klal Yisrael. The Hayuli, the Am. And at that time, they will no longer be in exile anymore. I have gathered them in. I will purify them. They will be my nation. Ani Lahem Elohim. I will be for them a God. The Avdi David Melech Aleim. And my servant David. Remember, David comes from Yehuda. Yehuda is the one who approached Joseph to save Binyamin. The Avdi David Melech Aleihem, my servant David will be king upon them. V'roa echad yele kulam. There will be one leader, one shepherd, one recognized shepherd over all of them. V'mishpatai yechu, they will go in my mishpatim. V'chukosai yishmu, they will guard my chukim. V'asu asem, they will do the mitzvos. One nation, one land, one God, one king. They will dwell upon the land that I gave to my servant Yaakov. Asher yashvu bo, that they dwelled in avoseichem, that their forefathers dwelled in. V'yashvu ala heima uvenehem ubnebeim ad olam. There will be so much tranquility and unity. They will dwell in the land. Their children and their children's children forever. V'david avdi nasi lehem la'olam. And David, my servant, will be a prince over them, for them, forever. V'charti lehem bris shalom, bris olam. I will seal with them, I will enact with them a covenant of peace, an eternal covenant. Yia osam, it will be for them. Unisatim v'herbesim osam. I will place them, I will increase them. And the ultimate, nechama v'nasati es mikdashi b'sochem le'olam. And my Beit HaMikdash, my sanctuary, will be amongst them forever. V'hayi mishkani aleihem, my mishkan, which is also the source of Shechina. My Shechina will be amongst them and upon them. V'hayisi lehem le'lokim, I'll be for them a God. V'heima yuli le'am, they were all of my children. I love all of Klal Yisrael, says Hashem. I understand all the drachim. I understand the one who wears the multicolored coat, and I understand the one who has a different levush. And I know that 12 tribes are very different as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and each one has their own Kolach, like Yaakov said on his deathbed, like Moshe said before he died. Every Shevet is a different Kolach. Not everyone can do the same thing. But in this beautiful vision, in the end of days, they will understand each other. They will come together. There will be eternal peace. One God, one nation, one land, one king. V'yadu ha'goyim. And when Am Yisrael is united, which is our greatest strength, V'yadu ha'goyim ki ani Hashem mekav eshes Yisrael. At that time, even the nations of the world will recognize how great is this nation. I am God who sanctifies Israel. Bios mikdashi besochem la'olam. And my sanctuary, my holiness, my presence will be amongst them together. We long, we pray, we cry for the day when this Nevuah will be fulfilled, the very last Mishnah in all of Shas. Shas Mishnayis Uktin Per Gimel Mishnah Yerbis. Lo Matzah HaKosh Baruch Hu Kli Mechzik Brachal Yisrael El Hashem. The very last Mishnah, words in all of Shusha Sidre Mishnah. Kosh Baruch Hu found no better blessing for Israel, no better vessel to hold blessing for Israel than peace. Shanema, the last word of Shas Mishnah is Hashem Oz, Amal Yitain, Shem Yivarechas Amav B'Shalem. Gem Tse'eu Ish, Vayim Tse'ish, Vino Toa B'Sada, a man found him. And Joseph was straying in the field. Vayomer, ma ata mevakish, what do you seek? Vayomer, es achai, anochi mevakish, hagidana li, eifohem, I seek my brothers, perhaps can you tell me where they have gone? And the different, Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yehuda, will be together as one. We'll be brought back to our land. Hashem will make us goy echad ba'aretz bahar Yisrael. U'melech echad yelekula. Ve'lo yu ol d'shnei goyim. Ve'lo yechzu ol d'shnei mamlochos or. Halavai, we should be zocha to see this longed for prophecy come to fruition. And while we wait for it, let us all, each of us, in whatever way we can, strive mightily to increase Ahava Yisrael, Shalom be Yisrael, unity, so that Hashem will deem us worthy of fulfilling the prophecy of Yecheskel on the Haftorah of Vayigash. Thank you, everybody. A beautiful day, a beautiful week. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.